Hi, this is Gigi, creator of littlegoldennuggets.com. As you know, it's a website dedicated to sharing nuggets of knowledge on self-care and self-love and all things yummy and good, and I invite you to check it out. Thank you so much for joining me on my weekly podcast. It's recorded every Monday, and it has it with the purpose of starting our work week off right and giving nuggets of knowledge and how-tos to help us stay motivated and positive throughout the week. And every week, what I want to bring you is a snippet of my life, an aha moment that happened, because I want to remind us all, I guess, that this is very accessible and very attainable for us all, and that our own lives are our own masterclasses, and we can learn something, you know, every moment from our day, but definitely something every day we can learn and grow from that. And so I share snippets of my life and my experience because it's not just for other people. This is for us, you know, and we can take control and we can incorporate this, and slowly but surely we can see positive transitions happening in our lives, which is actually the perfect segue into what I want to talk about today. So how do you incorporate new into your daily way of being? And I phrase it like that because I am a how-to kind of gal. I am a process gal, right? So if you say, oh, just do it like this, it's like, well, how do I just, you know, incorporate more positivity in my life? I want to know how you actually do it. So I'm going to share with you how I actually have come to where I am and how I actually do it. So for me, thinking in a new way has been progressive, gradual, yet amazing and very transformational. So about 6 months ago, I started saying thank you each time I noticed the time being 11:11 or 1:11 on the clock. And maybe it was longer than that. Maybe it was shorter than that. I don't know. I didn't obviously note the exact date. And why I chose that number is because in numerology, that's when our angel guides are there, our spiritual guides are more apparent. It's also the ideal time for manifestation. It's a call to awaken. And, you know, everything is the result of our thoughts and feelings. So I thought, okay, these would be good times for me to say thank you. So I did just that. You know, I'd be working away, I'd see the time, I'd say thank you. And I did this for a couple of months. And then I thought, what am I saying thank you to? It just felt like it was going out there, but I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it kind of felt empty. So I said, well, you know what, Gigi, why don't you take it one step further, and when you notice the time, to say thank you for what you're doing at that exact moment. So thank you for the food in front of me. Thank you for this job that I have. Thank you for, having my health as I'm on this walk. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm telling you, because I could actually feel the thank you and feel gratitude for what I was saying thank you for, right? It somehow turned an empty thank you into a meaningful thank you with feelings of love and happiness behind that thank you. And it really changed everything for me almost instantly. So I noticed this a couple of weeks ago. I had some friends coming over on Saturday night. And of course, you want to clean house. We clean our house often. It's part of the routine of the weekend. But there I was, of all things, cleaning the washroom and specifically the toilet bowl. I came out to do something. I noticed the time on my phone, and it was 11:11 in the morning, and I'm cleaning a toilet. And I said, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for, you know, having a house. Thank you for having a place for my kids to feel safe and secure. Thank you for this beautiful home that holds this toilet and that's surrounded by love and that will be filled with even more love as the friends enter in the home. Thank you. And that's when it was like, oh, aha, that was my aha. It really sent it to a new level. And then I started rereading The Power by Rhonda Byrne, also author of The Secret. In The Power, she writes, "There's no excuses for the forces of love. You give what you get." I absolutely believe this, right? So every little bit counts because every little bit is included into what is returned to us. So choosing a time to express my love and gratitude is how I have invited more into my life, because I give what I get, and turning it into from a thank you, which might work for some, but for me started to feel empty, right? And because it's my vibrations that carry back, that are sent into the world and come back to me, I needed to take it to another level. And I did. And that's what worked for me. So choosing two times in the day to help me stay positive throughout the day, because it's very easy to start the day with gratitude and to end the day with gratitude. But I wanted to introduce times in which I could feel gratitude throughout the day and keep that positivity, gratitude, law of love and positive attraction flowing throughout the day. So that's how I did it, you know, and we each have our own path and our own way of doing things. I would love to hear about how you do it, or if you don't have a way, give this a try. I can speak from personal experience that it has really brought things up to a new level. So thank you so much for listening. If you would like a daily dose of positivity, join me on Instagram at little_golden_nuggets, and I'll see you here next Monday. Thanks, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.